朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我想这个五千两、两千两、一千两的故事，大家都很熟哈。
I'm sure we are all very familiar with the parable of the talents.
但是我们要特别特别先提醒弟兄姊妹一件事情。
But I'd like to remind brothers and sisters one thing.
大家记不记得这个比喻的 context， 就是它的上下文、它的背景是在怎样的背景里面？主耶稣讲这个比喻。
Do you remember the context of this parable? In what background Jesus is telling this parable? Anyone knows?
这是非常非常有名的橄榄山预言，马太福音24章、25章，主耶稣讲的两章非常重要，关于将来的预言。
This was spoken in a very famous discourse of olives, olive mountain, where Jesus predicted the prophecy of the end time.
所以我们在讲这个比喻的时候，不能够把它跟主要再来这么重要的事情分开来啊。
So when we talk about this parable, we cannot separate it from the very important thing about the second coming of Jesus Christ.
的确，很多很多的传道人、很多的教会拿了这一段讲出来，我们要好好的善用我们的恩赐啊，做来教导。
Yes, many teachers and preachers use this parable to describe how we should well manage the gifts that we receive from the Lord.
但是如果我们真正忠于上下文，如果我们真正要让这一段的信息更深刻地留在我们里面，我们不能够离开主讲这句话的背景。
But if we want to be true to the context, then we have to remember the background in which this parable was spoken.
因为这段的故事讲到我们将来所有的人都要到主的面前去跟他交账。
Because in this discourse, the Lord Jesus said that all of us, sooner or later, one day will give account.
每一个哈 ，everyone.
Every one of us have to give account.
没有人可以替代你去跟主交账的。
No one can substitute you.
你不要说我功课做不完，我请某某弟兄帮我去交作业。
You can say, I can't finish my homework, so I ask some other brothers to do the homework for me.
小时候有时候不敢交作业，就叫别人交了，不敢去见老师。
When we were young, we used to do that. We asked someone to turn in the homework for us because we dare not to face our teachers.
但是将来我们这些被造的人跟造我们的主要，每一个人都要面对面的相会，要把我们这一生向他交账的。
But one day, all of the creation was meet its creator. And give accounts.
所以整个故事是跟这样子的一个大的背景发生关系。
So the entire story happens under such background.
那主耶稣为了这样子的一个背景，讲了好几个比喻啊，像十个童女的比喻、中仆、善仆的比喻等等。
So in such background, Jesus mentioned many parables, like the parable of the 10 virgins and the good and the evil, the wicked servants.
我们没有时间讲那个，我们一起先来看今天的背诵经文。
Let's look at the memory verses of today.
我们一起来读，好不好？
Let's read together.
中文、英文一起读没有关系。
Let's read together.
万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。你们要互相款待，不发怨言。个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍。做神百般恩赐的好管家啊，在这里一开始就讲到万物的结局近了。
So at the beginning, the verse says, "But the end of all things is at hand."
你如果记不得的话，底下有三件非常重要的事情我们要记得。
So we have to remember three things following this verse.
第一个要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
First, be serious and watchful in your prayers.
换句话说，在面对仇敌、面对所有要来破坏我们的，我们要非常的谨慎，要用祷告来面对。
In other words, when we face the enemy and all kinds of distractions, we have to be serious and watchful in our prayers.
第二件事情是要彼此切实相爱。
Second, to have fervent love for one another.
不仅仅不发怨言，要互相款待等等啊，就是这样的，我们要切实。 切实的相爱。
Not only that, we have to be hospitable to one another without grumbling. We have to truly love one another.
第三件事情就是讲到我们个人要照着所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Thirdly, each one of us should receive a gift and minister to each other and be good stewards of God's grace.
好，那我们现在来读今天要读的经文哈。
Okay, now let's read
this. 我们翻到马太福音25章。
Matthew chapter 25.
14节到30节。
Verses 14 through 30.
好，我们弟兄们读一节，姊妹们读一节哈。
Brothers read one verse and sisters read other verses.
天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们，按着个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了5000，一个给了2000，一个给了1000，就往外国去了。那领5000的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了5000。那领2000的也照样另赚了2000。但那领1000的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。那领5000银子的又带着那另外的5000来说，主啊，你交给了我5000银子，请看我又赚了5000。主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多的事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领2000的也来说，主啊，你交给我2000银子，请看我又赚了2000。主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多的事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领1000的也来说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛，我就害怕，却把你的1000银子埋藏在地里，请看你的原银子在这里。主人回答说，你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛，就当把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利收回，夺过他这里钱来给那有10000的，因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余，连他所有的也要夺过来。把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿的。好，那我想我们的圣经就读到这啊。
So、this concludes our scripture reading.
今天我们讲这个故事的时候，我们基本上就是有三个简单的点提一下。
So we will mention three main points about this parable.
第一件事情，在我的纲要上写的，主给我们的托付可能不同，但是每个人都有，而且早晚都必须要向主交账。
First is that the Lord's commissions for us may vary, but everyone has commission. And sooner or later, we'll settle accounts with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在这里我们看见是主给的啊。
Yes, this commission comes from the Lord.
还不是讲你有天然的才干。
We're not talking about natural talent.
特别说到主给的。
But this is something from the Lord.
什么叫恩赐？
So what is a gift?
就是我原来没有的，神给我的。
That I did not have, but now the Lord gives to me.
所以源头是神来的。
So the origin comes from the Lord.
不是我们天生的才干办法。
We're not talking about our natural methods or talents.
不管主给的恩赐、主给的恩典、主给的托付，这讲到源头是从神来的。
But there is a gift or a God's grace, it all comes from the Lord.
请大家注意，所有主给的都是好的。
So everything that comes from the Lord is good.
所有从主来的都是为了祝福我们。
Everything that comes from the Lord is meant to bless us.
所有主给我们的恩典是恩赐，是要叫我们拿去服侍别人。
All the grace and the gifts that God gives us is for us to serve others.
所有主给的恩典和恩赐是要让我们在他的管理主权底下来运用的。
So all the grace and gifts that God gives us is meant to be used under His sovereignty.
所以请弟兄姊妹注意到，我在这里要特别提醒我们一般人的错误。
So I'd like to remind everyone to pay attention about some mistakes people commonly make.
我们发现一个人口才很好，我们就说你很有讲道的恩赐。No.
When we find someone who is very eloquent, we might say, "Oh, you have the gift of preaching." No.
恩赐跟才干不一样的。恩赐从神来的。
Gifts are different from natural talents.
第二件事情。Secondly, 恩赐不是为着我的。
gifts are not for ourselves.
恩赐是为着神，而且为着服侍人的。
Gifts are for God and to serve and minister others.
所以当我得到恩赐，我拿来跟别人比较 compete， 或是我拿来骄傲的话，那这个恩赐在我们身上就完全给糟蹋了。
So if we compare or compete with other people's gifts, or we become proud, then we have misused and abused the gifts.
再说，神把恩赐给我们是叫我们用来服侍的。
Well, let me stress it again. God gives us gifts so that we can minister to others.
神把恩赐给我们是要叫我们能够照着神的旨意来运用的。
So that we can use them according to God's will.
所以第一件事情我们知道是主给的。
So the first thing we have to know is that we come from God, and everyone may have different gifts.
所以在这个比喻里面讲的三种人，五千、两千、一千。
So in this parable, there are three kinds of people. They receive five talents, two talents, and one talent.
那请问我们中间自己觉得自己五千的，请举手。
So please raise your hand if you think you have five talents.
哇，有一位觉得五千，好，还有没有？两位。觉得自己是两千的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you think you have two talents.
啊，也有人觉得自己是一千的，请举手。
How about one talent?
那其他人呢
？How about others? How about the others?
超过五千还是少于一千？觉得超过五千的，请举手。
Maybe you have more than five talents.
哎呀，还有两位是超过五千的。觉得少过一千的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you have less than one talent.
都没有好好读圣经了。
You did not read the scripture well.
在主的眼中，至少在这个比喻里面，再多也最多就是五千。
At least in this parable, the most you can have is five talents.
在主的比喻里面，再少也少不过一千。
And in this parable, the least you can have is still one talent.
原谅我再说一句更直接的话。
So let me be more direct with you.
从历史上整个教会历史两千年下来
，throughout the entire church history.
就像黎托森弟兄说的，教会历史上出现五千的不多。
As Brother Watchman Lee says, there are very few throughout the church history that have five talents.
我还感谢主，我们中间还有两三个。
I'm very thankful that we have two or three in our midst.
没有，我不是求你们好，我只是。
I'm not trying to embarrass you.
我只是讲，因为主在这个比喻里面就只讲了这三个。
Because the Lord only mentioned these three gifts, three size, three amounts.
你们如果问我是多少的话
，If you ask me how much I have，
因为我从来没有这样去想过
，I never thought about it。
我这次在预备讲道的时候，我在想说，那我自己是多少
？So this time I was preparing this message, I'm thinking how much do I？
我就毫不犹豫的知道我自己是一千。
And without any hesitation, I know I have one talent。
我只是比较认真经营我这一千的人就是了。
But I'm more diligent in managing my one talent。
你会说，哎呀，余弟兄，你是传道人都还一千，那我们不是只有五百吗？
But then you might say, oh, brother, you are a preacher. You only have one talent. Maybe I only have half.
哦，不是年轻一点的孩子，你们说那我不是只剩下半斤八两了吗
？Then the young people might think I probably only have half talent.
弟兄姊妹啊，我跟你说真的，我一点不是我故意谦卑，而是我自己知道我就是一千。
But I'm not trying to be humble with you. I know.I only have one.
如果照我们弟兄说的，整个人的教会历史里面，这两千年下来，五千的像保罗、像李弟兄、像这个史布真、像这些属灵伟人，不过最多就是五千的话，我们实在没有办法跟他们比。
If what Brother Watchman Nee says really true, that throughout the 2,000 years history of church history, there are only few that have five talents like Paul, like Brother Watchman Nee or Spurgeon.
不要谦卑到一个地步，说我999，或者我只有100，我只有200。
But then we don't have to be so humble that we say we only have 0.9 talent or 0.1 talents.
至少在主这个比喻里面，最高最高就是五千，最低最低就是一千。
According to this parable, the most you can have is five talents, and the least you can have is one talent.
好，我再问一次了。
So let me ask you again.
我们觉得自己五千的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you think you have five talents.
哇，还是有一位哈。
Just one.
那觉得自己两千的，请举手。
And two talents.
那觉得自己一千的，请举手。
I want talent.
感谢主哈，至少我倒没有乱讲哈。你们至少知道自己有一千的，感谢神。
Now you got it. You know you have at least one talent.
每一个人都有。
Everyone has.
今天只是我们知不知道的问题。
It's the point is whether we know them.
今天只是我们用不用的问题。
Or whether we use it.
以弗所书第四章讲到基督升上高天的时候。
Ephesians chapter 4 says when Christ ascended into heaven.
他掳掠了众仇敌。
He captured all enemies.
然后就把各样的恩赐赐给人，英文是赐给 everyone。
And then he has distributed, he has given gifts to everyone.
所以每一个人都从神面前有得到恩典跟恩赐，是为了要来服侍人。为的是要来完成神的托付。
So that every one of us has received grace and gifts from God in order to fulfill God's purpose in us and also to serve others.
这个我昨天晚上预备信息的时候，突然想起来前几天，我经过我们教会的餐厅的垃圾桶。
As I was preparing the message last night, I remember several days ago as I passed by the trash can in our church.
然后我突然发现我们的垃圾桶里面的这个吃完饭的盘子是我这一辈子看过最整齐的一次。
I remember all the plates lined up very neatly.
你们还没讲你就放了。人成正好在旁边，我说你的 iPhone 帮忙照一张相可不可以？
The brother then was right next to me, so I asked him to take a picture with his iPhone.
他就帮我们照了一张，我现在放给大家看。
I'm going to show you.
可以放了。你看到了没有？整排上百个纸盘排得这么整齐。
Hundreds of plates all lined up neatly.
你知道我们从前我们的垃圾桶是乱七八糟的。
You know, our trash can used to be very messy.
纸杯、纸盘、那个塑胶碗、塑胶叉、塑胶都乱丢在里面。
Cups and plates and forks all in the trash can.
然后我们的姊妹 Ivy 姊妹说要环保，要开始来推动这件事情。
And then Sister Ivy started to promote a recycling.
我很感谢主还保守她健在。
I thank the Lord for keeping her that she's still well and healthy.
因为中间她好几次气得都血压高，她跟我们讲话的时候满脸都红的。
Because for several times and she was so angry that she had.High blood pressure.
这次弟兄姊妹跟他说，从他的血压指数跟他属灵指数成正比。
But then brother sister remind her that her blood pressure index is proportional to her spiritual condition.
有时候真的是受激动，觉得他怎么乱丢成这个样子。
Sometimes she gets so frustrated because people just messed up.
但是感谢主，不光是他属灵，他的血压开始降低了。
Not only that, thank the Lord. Not only that, she's now very spiritual, and her blood pressure started to go down.
你看他的努力，弟兄姊妹的配合，整洁组的配合，你看我们乐圾能够收成这样子。
Now with her efforts and everyone's cooperation, now our trash looks so neat.
弟兄姊妹，恩赐是用来服侍人。
Our gifts are for ministry.
每一个人都有，你不要去跟外面去比那些大东西我们每一个人都有的。
Everyone has gift. Let's not compare it to those who have great gifts.
这个我好多年以前看了一篇文章，讲到在意大利的南部。
Several years ago, I read an article about the southern part of Italy.
有一个美国派驻在欧洲的一个军官，他有一个儿子，才13岁的一个男孩子。
An American soldier who got stationed there, he has a son about 13 years old.
有一天他读那个文章，讲到这个那个史怀哲医生在非洲行医啊，这个的故事，他非常感动。
A little kid one day read an article about Albert Schweitzer went to Africa to be a doctor.
他就用他自己的零用钱就买了一罐盘尼西林消炎药，然后他就寄给。美国驻欧洲的一个将军叫做 Richard Lindsay.
Okay, so he saved up. He used his saving to buy a bottle of penicillin and then send it to an American soldier stationed in Europe.
General called Richard Lindsay. 他就告诉他说：“你能不能下次飞机到非洲的时候，帮我把这一罐药空投到那个丛林医院给 doctors 那个史怀哲去。”
And then he asked the general that, "Can you next time when you fly over to Africa, please drop it into the hospital in the jungle for Dr. Schweitzer?"
结果这封信被意大利的一个广播电台把它给发表出来了。
And then this letter was broadcast through an Italian radio station.
哇，很多人就非常感动，就很多的 donation 都有这个捐款都进来。
And many people were moved and started donating.
所以他们收集到$400,000的医疗用品跟器材。
So they received about $400,000 worth of medical equipment.
所以意大利跟法国各派了一架飞机把这个医疗这个器材带着这个小孩子一起运到非洲去见史怀哲。
So both nations, Italy and Germany, sent airplanes with this child to go see Dr. Schweitzer.
Oh, Schweitzer 非常非常的感动。
And Dr. Schweitzer was very moved.
他没有想到一个十三岁的小男孩做一件事情，能够让非洲这么缺乏医疗器材的，一下子得到400,000的 surprise.
He could never imagine that because of this 13-year-old child, so many people in Africa would.Able to receive $400,000 worth of medical equipment.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天在这里，神给我们每一个人都有给恩赐。
So today, God has given every one of us gifts.
但是我们看见恩赐是有大有小。
But we do see that gifts may vary. There's some are great, some are low.
但是我在这里讲义上特别提醒弟兄姊妹，我们也要去注意到《路加福音》19:11-17，主耶稣另外讲的一个比喻。
But then here in the outline, I specially mentioned that you have to compare with Luke 19:11-13, where Jesus mentioned another parable.
其实《路加福音》十九章的比喻是比马太福音25更早之前讲的。
Actually, the parable in Luke was mentioned earlier than the parable in Matthew.
那你讲到主给十个仆人，每一个仆人的托付都一样，都是一锭银子。
There, Jesus talk about the parable of the master give minas, that's silver coins, to all servants, and everyone received exactly one mina.
每一个人都得到的一模一样的。
Every servant.Receive one mina.
所以这两个比喻要平衡的来看。
Therefore, we have to look at these two parables together to reach a balance.
一面来说，我们所得到的救恩、得到的基督的生命、得到神所有的应许，通通都一样的。
So on one hand, we receive the life of Christ, salvation, and all the promises equally.
所有的恩赐和能力都在耶稣基督这个伟大的生命里面，而我们众人都得到同一个生命。
Because all the grace and the abilities are given from Jesus Christ, and we have received this great life equally.
我们怎么样子用我们有限的今生，用我们所有的遭遇跟环境来经营基督，来赚基督？这个我们的这个出发点本钱都一样的。
So how do we manage and do business with the life of Christ that we have received? Because we all start from the same.Foundation, the same start point.
好，所以那边有人拿了一锭银子，后来赚了10锭银子；有人拿了1锭，赚了5锭。
In the parable in Luke, some receive one mina and they make 10 more, and some receive one mina and make 5 more.
然后也有一个人拿了一个，就用毛巾把它包起来，然后回来见主的时候讲的话一模一样，只还给主这一锭，原封不动的还给他。
And there's also a servant that wrapped the one mina with towel and then hid it on, and then buried it on the ground. And then,
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这讲第一个点的时候，我们看见所有托付是主给的。
So we see that all commissions come from the Lord.
主给的都是好的。
And everything that comes from the Lord is good.
主给的都是要我们用来服侍人。
And they're meant to, for us to serve others.
完成神给我们的托付。
To fulfill God's commission.
而至终带给我们祝福。
And to bring blessings ultimately.
然后每一个人都有。
And everyone has it.
不管你是谁，一定有。
No matter who you are,
而且至少一千。
At least one talent.
第三件事情，我们将来都要跟主交账。
And then sooner or later, we will settle account with the Lord.
好，这是我们第一件事情我们要看到的。
So this is the first thing we have to.
将来交账是100%会发生的。弟兄姊妹 ，We can guarantee 在座的所有的人，我们都要面对面去跟主交账。
We can guarantee you this is 100% sure that one day we will settle account with the Lord.
这是主说的话。
Because this is the Lord's words.
所以 Samuel， 你要去跟主交账。
So Samuel， you have to give account to the Lord.
好，这个 Jeffrey， 你要去跟主交账。
And、Jeffrey， you have to give account to the Lord too.
好，我们这里大叔叔、大阿姨们也都要去跟主交账。
And all the uncles and aunties here will have to give account to the Lord.
年长的弟兄姊妹也都要去跟主交账。
Same with the seniors, brothers and sisters.
没有一个人可以替我们。
No one is exceptional.
第二件事情。
Secondly.
不同的人对主的托付常常会有不同的反应。
Different people react differently to the Lord's.
这跟我们撒种的比喻是一样的。
This is the same with the parable of the sowing the seed.
我们对主的道都会有不同的态度跟回应。
Because we have different attitude and reaction toward God's words.
今天我们最大的差别都还不在于神给我们的恩赐和托付的大小。
So the key difference is, does not lie into the big or small gifts that we have received.
而是在于我们对神给我们的托付，我们的态度跟我们真正所下的功夫。个人有很大的不同。
But our attitudes and our efforts.
所以你看见 有人拿到了这个以后就立刻去做买卖然后就赚了。
As we see, some received the money and immediately they went to trade and make more.
哎，我岔开来数据讲一下哈。
Let me sidetrack a little bit.
在主里面用恩赐哈，在主里面为神去赚，只会赚不会赔的。
If we use our gift in the Lord, we will not lose money. We will not lose, but only gain.
你千万不要因为在你的投资上或是股票上曾经失败过，所以你说我不敢乱花，因为怕糟蹋了。
Please do not consider it the same as investing, like earthly investment, that you might lose money.
地上的生意跟投资会失败，会有风险。
Yes, if we invest earthly things, we might lose money because there's always risk.
属灵的投资跟经营保赚不赔。
But for spiritual investment and management, for sure you will make not lose.
所以你发现有人立刻拿去做了。
So you see some immediately went to trade.
然后另外一个人挖开地把它给埋藏。
And another person dug in the ground and hid it.
路加福音第十九章的那个例子是讲到他用一块毛巾把它给包起来。
And in Luke chapter 9, he says he wrapped it with a towel.
弟兄告诉我们，神给我们的手巾是用来擦汗的，不是用来包银子的。
But our brother remind us that the towel that God gives us is for us to wipe our sweats, not to wrap up the money.
是要去殷勤经营的。
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。